After a legislative session that included more than 20 proposed air quality bills, the president of Clean Air Now, Carl Engwell, says that for the first time ever, a small step was taken in the right direction. But he says there is an enormous gap between what the public thinks needs to be done and what the legislature was willing to do. The coalition of clean air groups gave the governor a B, the House an overall B-, and the Senate a D.
The governor truly threw his weight behind some worthy proposals while the legislature passed a few minor yet admittedly helpful bills. The legislature allowed more money to the Division of Air Quality, increased tax credits for electric vehicles and hybrids, and made it a little easier to encourage cleaner transportation. But the game-changer bills were either never proposed or did not pass.
There were no bills proposed that would substantially restrict or bar expansion of industry pollution. A bill that would have allowed a voter-approved local transit tax failed in the Senate, as did the governor's proposal to replace dirty school buses. Engwell, along with Ingrid Griffey of Utah Moms for Clean Air, worked as full-time lobbyists this session. Griffey says she was outnumbered by industry lobbyists, who she says appear to have more access and influence than citizens.
It's extremely difficult for the average citizen to come and do that kind of work. And then you have teams of industrial lobbyists, and that's their full-time job, to just be keeping an eye on those bills and making sure that they're here to represent industry. So that was surprising to me how unequal the political arena really is.
Griffey says this session is only the beginning of a process.
What happens in this building is supposed to represent the citizens. And in the end, we can only believe that our system will work out and the will of the people will prevail.
Advocates are encouraging citizens to contact their lawmakers throughout the year, not just during the session. They hope to push legislation earlier in the process this time, and they say they plan to call attention to state representatives' individual air quality grades in the coming election. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.